Well, for more than 30 years, one of the true icons in Port Douglas has been On the Inlet Restaurant. I think everyone has memories of being there, watching the incredible sunsets and looking west towards Devil's Thumb and, of course, some of that amazing backdrop above Mossman. I remember that Denise and Rick Herschel, they had the seafood market there back in the 1990s. And then, of course, Alan Sherlock and the family built it up to a restaurant, quite a different type of sphere. And then Jeff and Julie Parmeter took it over in the early 2000s. But despite the challenges of the last year or so, the doors are still open just. But of course, unfortunately, this is another restaurant and business that looks like it's going to be going by the wayside. Joining me this morning, it's Jeff Parmeter. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Murray. How's things this morning?
Mate, I'm not too bad at all, but, you know, I got wonderful memories of you and there with Julie as well, and even with the Sherlocks and Rick over all the years. Such an incredible icon in Port Douglas. It has moved in recent years to be basically adjacent to the position that you guys used to be, but an amazing chapter On the Inlet has been one of those iconic restaurants in Port Douglas for decades and decades. Jeff?
Sure has, Murray. Yes, it's... Yeah, very popular, and I think the thing that really brought the people everywhere and was well known overseas was George the Groper, feeding of George the Groper every afternoon.
Yeah,
that was iconic, and but people just crowded down there to watch that. You didn't turn up all the time, but 90% of the time, nearly every week, he was there. So it was great for kids and great for people from overseas and everywhere.
The fish tacos you used to have as well, that was certainly one of those real classic things. You could sit back, enjoy a beer, enjoy some seafood, a wine, and, of course, that backdrop towards the Rangers there in Mossman. Now, tell me, you know, with COVID-19, and we'll talk about some of the challenges in Port Douglas, how many days has the business actually traded for the last 12 months?
12 days in the last 12 months we've traded. Back in July, I think it was early July, for 12 days.
Mm.
And then we had the closures and up and down with airlines stopping. And with that in hand, and it became we're only opening now and again earlier, but then we had the 12 days over the busy time.
Yeah,
but that ended pretty quickly because we had staff leave, and then of course now we've still got a problem getting staff. Port Douglas has got a big problem with staff shortages at the moment. Worried about Easter coming up this year with shortages of staff, so
and look,
it won't be easy.
It's been such a blow in so many ways because, I know the Premier was up there last week and she was encouraging people to move and to live in Port Douglas. I mean, such a wonderful lifestyle, such a beautiful place, a really beautiful small community as well. You've actually had amazing bookings for Easter. You know, it's been really solid with some of the campaigns that are happening. But for so many businesses, as you said, this issue of not being able to get any workers means that it's all likely to come to nothing, Jeff.
Yeah, well, it will happen, I guess, but, you know, it's going to be hard for the businesses. I think they'll be very busy because a lot of them haven't been opening for 7 days. They've only been doing this for 5-6 days, and that will be a problem. Like, even the resorts are short of cleaners, short of kitchen hands and chefs. Chefs is a big shortage up here, always has been, but this will test it, I tell you, it'll be bad.
And look, you know, it's going to be such a difficult challenge, you know, even for the people that are here to spend money. You know, in a lot of circumstances, they just may not be able to because they're just not going to be able to go to restaurants. They're going to have to deal with issues with accommodation. Hopefully the tours have got enough, long-term employees to be able to at least get out to the reef and get up to the Daintree rainforest. But a double whammy in a lot of ways. And, you know, even after the 19 years that you've had it, you've kind of got to the point where you've decided that you've got no other option but to shut the doors, Jeff.
No, well, this is right, Murray. We've decided that we're getting a bit of age on us now. We decided that we'd have to start all over again, retrain staff, and I'm too old for that at the moment. So I think we'll take the time out and move on.
Well, look, that's really sad because, you know, you've been a great contact and a great friend over many years and, you know, it's really sad to see that this has occurred. Sure, I haven't been up and seen you there in Port Douglas for quite a few years, but we do run into each other from time to time. And, look, you know, one of my best memories was, you know, when I had the restaurant guide up there, was coming down and sitting with you in the afternoons and enjoying the time down there. And I do remember one day you'd had a visitor come in, a feathered variety, and you said to me, Murray, here I've got a photograph of it, and you showed me the photograph on the phone of the bird, and unfortunately for me, it wasn't a photo of a bird. It was one of the private photos that I don't think you were supposed to show me, Jeff. You might not remember that, but I remember that very well.
Oh, do you? I can't remember that one. You'll have to show me one day.
I might have to tell you off air about the content of that particular photograph. But look,
probably a good idea.
I think it might be safer for both of us. But look, at the end of the day, you know, I said congratulations on what has been an amazing success over so many years, and one of those iconic restaurants that, you know, you've been able to create there and maintain in Port Douglas. Age and, of course, unfortunately, the times with COVID-19 are the only things that have worked against you. And just like me, I think there's going to be so many locals, so many people around the region, around the country and around the world that are going to have fantastic memories of what you guys have been able to do there over many decades. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Murray. Thanks for the talk. And, we'll catch up soon. Now.